Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
The problem
seems fine.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
be good.
One day I'll be.
And it made,
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough.
Mercy.
I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy. Have mercy on me, yeah. Please, Lord. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you to keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh, Lord, won't you help me, please? I'm crying down on my knees.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this fantastic Friday. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement today will be presented by Brother Brian Hansel. The message is entitled, Control Your Mouth, Enjoy Your Life. Before we bring Brother Hansel on the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. With the start of requesting prayer on behalf of my husband and I, who are currently in the great state of Rhode Island, we are here to witness our son graduate from officer school, in which he'll be headed to flight school in just a short week. So I ask that you all please continue to pray for us that we remain safe as we are traveling, and also everything goes according to plan. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Caller 4867, state your request.
Yes, this is Sister Patricia. I come with thanksgiving to God for all he's done all the way up until this point in my life and my family's life, and asking for continuous prayers for my entire family, especially for my son, my daughter, Father, and asking for extra prayers for myself as well and everyone that's on the line. Thank you.
Thank you. 9734, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Glendia Boone. I'm praying for both my oldest and youngest son as they travel today. Both of them are traveling back home. And I'm just praising God that I'm able to be on the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6635, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit, and congratulations to you, your husband, and your son. I'm asking for prayers for Brother John Mack, one of our long-serving leaders. He's been moved to hospice care, and also for two gentlemen battling cancer and undergoing chemo, Mr. Colquitt and Mr. Washington. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer requests. We'll now have our words of encouragement, followed by our closing prayer from Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. I trust you're having a great Friday. And Danielle, thank you so much for everything you do. Congratulations to your son. I know y'all are very proud of him. And extend that congratulations to him from your brothers and sisters on the line here with the Churches of Christ that we represent. So anytime there's a great accomplishment like that, we need to take a moment and say congratulations. It's a lot of hard work, and here's to a great future. So congratulations, and we hope that you have safe travels.
Yeah.
And we will certainly you're welcome, darling. We will certainly pray for all the lovely people who got on just a little bit ago here at the end. So thank you. Our topic today is control your mouth, enjoy your life. And we'll get right into it. As I work through the week, I talk to quite a few people. You know, I work in pharmaceutical sales, and I meet with neurologists and family practice and internal medicine physicians in Atlanta Metro, and I speak to quite a few people. And one of the ladies I've become really close to and friends with at an office, it just talked about how some of the employees talk about so many things and, you know, going to the clubs on the weekend and dating and just silly stuff. You know, these are offices where they really need to be focused on patient care and providing excellent care to you when you go to the doctor's office and everyone else that goes to the doctor's office. And it just touched her. And I thought about control your mouth, enjoy your life. And I'd received a little message from a friend that had this topic on it. So let's look at a few verses, and then we'll wrap up and then say our prayer. In 1 Peter 3:10, it says, "For he that love will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." Proverbs 13:3 shares with us, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That last verse is in Psalms 19:14. And in Proverbs 8:8, it tells us, "All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them." You know, what we put in is what we get out. So we have to be careful what we're putting in our precious minds, because that's actually what's going to come out of our mouth. Proverbs 11:9 says, "An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered." And three more verses before we have a little conversation here. Proverbs 12:18 tells us, "There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health." Proverbs 15:4 says, "The wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." And lastly, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." That's in Proverbs 18:21. So I'm pleading today, and I'm praying that God will give us Christian homes. Whatever trauma you may be going through, whatever hurt you're going through, just commit yourself to the Lord today And the Bible says to choose whom this day who you will serve. So we need to unpack the trauma that we have and just first name it, call it what it is, and then let this healing that needs to start begin. And don't let the devil stop you from your healing. You know, take your power back. You can do this. And that's why we get on calls like this morning and every day here at Grace Nurture and on your Sunday services, Wednesday night services, and if you're having a little get-together between then, this all helps keep us grounded spiritually. So if you need counseling, therapists, even a psychiatrist to get to the other side of the mountain you're climbing, you can do that. You can't do it all by yourself. So sometimes what we're going through requires professional help. And so start by finding your answers in the Bible. Read it. Read it for inspiration, help, and support. And then seek out professionals if you need to do that to help with some of the things you're going through. So there's a way to conduct ourselves with good character, no matter if you're at a grocery store, a school, a sporting event, or church services. What's the saying? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect yourself and respect others. There was an article I was reading yesterday about a gentleman, a gunman that appeared at a church in Nashville, a 26-year-old guy, and the pastor actually tackled the guy at the altar with the gun. So it says, "Pastor to the Rescue" is the article out of News One. But you wonder what's going through the mind of people. Why are so many people on the edge out there? So the only thing that can conquer heat is love. And light and darkness cannot exist in the same place. So get around good people, stay around good people, and cling to good people every day. We all need a few aces in our corner, so please look for those aces out there. And a couple more tips. Continue to read your Bible every single day. Sign up for inspirational quotes and messages. Listen to podcasts, good YouTube videos that lift you up, not tear you down. And so you can't listen to 20 hours of madness and craziness a week and then spend maybe an hour on Sunday morning or maybe 15 minutes on Grace Nurture trying to reprogram all of the bad stuff that you took in. So just remember that. Everything that we listen to, everything we watch is programmed in our brain, and those things are what we speak out of our mouth. So we have to find our center. We have to recenter ourselves if we're out of balance. So we can't help anyone else in this world if we're not right within. So I'm going to leave you with a song, In Christ Alone, and it's one you've probably heard. It may have been a while, and we're only going to talk about a few verses before our prayer so we can respect the time we have. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is the light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Second verse, in Christ alone who took on flesh, fullness of God and helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. So if you want to read some of these lovely songs, read those for inspiration as well. So would you bow with me while we have a word of prayer? Father, we are praying for everyone on this call. We're praying for the lovely sister I met yesterday. I believe her name was Marie at an office that I passed a Grace Nurture information to, that her health condition may improve and get better. And I hope she's able to listen today or any day and every day that she chooses to be with us here at Grace Nurture. We're praying for Sister Danielle and her husband who's visiting Rhode Island and just celebrating a very high accomplishment for their lovely son graduating from officer school and just putting in the time to be the best he can be. And then he's headed on to flight school. So we wish him many miles of safe travel. Whatever flights that he has ahead of him. And may the winds always blow behind him instead of in front of him. We're praying for safe travel for Sister Danielle and her husband on their way back home, and that they really enjoy these times together with their son. Sister Patricia asked for thanksgiving to God. She wants to, you know, give thanksgiving to God. Thank goodness. And we all do as well, Sister Patricia. Prayers for her family and for her, Lord, to keep her grounded spiritually and to keep her connected to you. And we appreciate her listening to this program, as we do all of our listeners here at Grace Nurture. Thank you for Sister Glenda. We're wishing her traveling grace, and also praying for her two sons that they can take Mama's love and strength and direction and embrace it, Lord, and make it them, make it you. And every day that they walk in this world, we hope that you're the guide, Lord. Sister Brenda asked for prayers for Brother John Mack, who moved to hospice, Lord. Be with the doctors and nurses in his care, and all of those who are under the care of professionals, physicians, hospitals. We pray that they're able to use your hands whenever they're caring for these loved ones and special people. Prayers for Sister Brenda as well in Detroit, that she continues to be well and be safe. We're praying for the Colquitt and Washington family as well, who's also battling cancer, Lord. Be with everyone on this call, and let us be better people and learn to control our mouth and enjoy our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.